A reading from Matthew 14, 6-12. On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced for the guests and pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he ordered that her request be granted and had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who carried it to her mother. John's disciples came and took his body and buried it. Then they went out and told Jesus.
My first reaction to this is a horror story. Here you have a daughter who, you know, would be the image of innocence. In one account, and it's not biblical, that she danced and got Herod's attention. He was kind of enamored of her. But whatever causes this, she becomes part of a crime. And then you have Herod, who is holding, I mean, is basically defining himself by his power. And he doesn't want to do this, but he's made proclamations or he's made declarations that put him in a bad spot. And so he has to do the wrong thing in order to maintain his authority. Right. And then you have his wife, who is filled with... This is Shakespearean. This is Shakespeare would have been done a wonderful job of dealing with all of these totally corrupt people.
Yeah. Well, I think this is where Shakespeare got his material.
He did. He absolutely got his material from the Bible. Yeah.
And it just shows how disturbed Herod was and this whole family line. I don't remember exactly, but I think, if I remember correctly, his wife here is actually his sister. That's the thing that John's challenging him. If I'm getting the right Herod story, there's so many Herods. But he's just confounded, and he's mad at John. He has him in prison because John's challenging him, but... There's something about John that's attractive to him. He sees something in John that there's a longing for in him, and he is disturbed by this request that's made. And yet, everything about it, like you said, it's drama, it's theater, it's who does these kinds of things? Who for a gift wants somebody's head? That tells you somebody who already has way too much to begin with. And is pretty bored and lost in life, and there's not even a sense of decorum in how you treat other people.
Well, just on top of all of that, you have where evil will go. I mean, basically, evil is unchained here. I mean, there's nothing to hold him back. He has earthly power, right. And he can do the wrong thing and get away with it. And it's a portrait of what life looks like if it was said in the 19th century, if God is dead, everything is possible.
Right.
And God is dead here.
Yeah.
They've killed God, and they've replaced him with themselves, and everything is possible, including this horrific act.
And we got to remember, this is high society. This is society at its most opulent place. The Greek celebration in Roman power was the empire of all empires. And so it feels very barbaric, and we're thinking these are barbaric things happening, but it's happening while the music plays in the background and society is partying fervently. There's all this darkness that's seeping in behind the scenes.